President Samuelson, please join me on my right at the podium. We are pleased to recognize today President Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr., and refer you to the program for his full honorary doctoral degree citation. President Samuelson graduated from the University of Utah with a medical degree and a master's degree in educational psychology. After a postdoctoral fellowship at Duke University, he returned to the University of Utah, where he served as a faculty member and then dean of the medical school, and also as vice president for health sciences. In 1994, he was called as a member of the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Serving as president of the Church's Europe North and Utah North areas, as the Sunday School General President, and as a member of the Presidency of the 70. From 2003 until 2014, President Samuelson worked tirelessly as the president of this university, leaving a high-water mark of leadership and service for the BYU community, and having a personal impact on many of the graduates here today and thousands of graduates over the last decade. He and his wife, Sharon, now serve as president and matron of Salt Lake Temple. For his furthering of the profession of the healer's art, for his faithful service as a faithful church leader, and for his extraordinary service to BYU, Brigham Young University is pleased to confer upon President Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr. the degree of Doctor of Education and Christian Service, honoris causa. Congratulations. We will now be pleased to hear from President Samuelson.
Elder Snow, Elder Johnson, other general authorities and officers, President Worthen, members of the President's Council, other administrative leaders, faculty, students, friends, families, and guests. It was 1 year ago, as I stood at this podium nearing the conclusion of my assignment here at BYU, I was quite confident that it was the last time I would have the privilege of greeting and addressing a commencement gathering of this great and unique university. Obviously, I was wrong about that, as I have been about some other things over the years. But I'm glad that I came. And I'm particularly grateful to Professor George for his wonderful and insightful comments. He's been a mentor to many, and been a great friend and supporter of Brigham Young University and helpful to our church. And we're honored that he is now part of our group. What I was not wrong about was my appreciation, affection, and admiration for Brigham Young University. In fact, these sentiments have only increased in the year that we've been away. Today, my gratitude is full for the thoughtful friends and associates who have made possible this honor, which, if not deserved, is nevertheless received with a happy heart and thankful thoughts for all that BYU has come to mean to Sharon and me. While our interest and fondness for you and the people and the institution which is constituted as Brigham Young have not lessened one whit, we no longer worry about the details of specific challenges you face because we have full confidence in the current leadership of President Worthen and his team and all of you as you lead BYU to even greater heights and accomplishments. We learned while being privileged to be directly associated with you that this very special place is not solely dependent, nor will it ever be, on specific individuals. On the other hand, it is also true that everyone so blessed to be part of BYU in any way has the opportunity to contribute and to advance the sacred mission of this most remarkable, important house of learning. One of the blessings of being somewhat removed this past year is that we have been more able to reflect on the big picture of what this university is and where it is going without being preoccupied with necessary but largely temporary details that may deflect from consideration of those things most important, like those that Professor George mentioned. Just one example might be helpful in understanding how we feel. In our current assignment at the Salt Lake Temple, we see and meet a very large number of people on an almost daily basis. You might imagine the intense pleasure we feel when we see and are greeted by students, former students, and other BYU associates in that setting. We occasionally chuckle when long-term workers at the temple seem surprised that we as relative newcomers seem to be recognized by so many that come to the temple. For that alone, we owe much to BYU. In retrospect, our time like yours passed quickly while being fully immersed in what transpires in this very special place. What does not pass quickly, and perhaps is even permanently enduring, is the influence for good that emanates from BYU. This imprint is both individual in the lives of those blessed to be here, and collective in the impact for good more generally in our various societies and social systems. As I read regularly the important research results coming from our scholars, I'm happily impressed with the significant contributions being made to the global good. These gifts cover a broad spectrum of the arts and sciences and are not unlike those coming from other great universities. But, and this is particularly important, there are new, unique contributions made by and at BYU that give reason for the faith that is within us of the reality of our living Father in heaven, His beloved Son, the Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ, and the holy plan for each of us. In this regard, defense of the family and religious liberty generally receives and deserves to receive the best efforts of this heaven-supported university that we all love and cherish. As I conclude my expression of gratitude for all that BYU has done and does, I invite all of you to join me in pledging to continue in our own lives the tremendous work and endeavor that justifies the enormous expenditures and sacrifices which allow for the happy circumstances we enjoy and what we collectively can describe as our BYU experience. May God bless us that this will be so. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.